December 7th marks the 75th anniversary of the attack on Pearl Harbor, a battle launched by Japan to prevent the U.S. Pacific Fleet from interfering with military actions in Southeast Asia. The two-hour barrage resulted in more than 2,400 American fatalities. 18 naval vessels were damaged or sunk, and over 300 aircraft were damaged or destroyed during the surprise attack on the naval base in Hawaii. To commemorate the day that will live in infamy, the Wayne County Public Library is presenting a lecture recounting the battle and the effect it had on Wayne County residents who survived it. Mac McKee today speaks with local history librarian at the Wayne County Library, Marty Chatter, about the program happening on Wednesday.
How did you come up with the idea for this particular presentation for the commemoration of Pearl Harbor?
In the fall, we focused on agriculture heritage for Wayne County. And I looked at the 1940 U.S. Census, and at that time, Wayne County was considered over half a farm rural population, the significance of any community are its people and experiences. And so I knew that the 75th anniversary of Pearl Harbor was coming up, so it just seemed to kind of fit. So what we came up with was, our focus was how the beginning of the Second World War and how major international events impacted families close to home.
How long did it take to do all of your research to get your information together for this presentation, Marty?
Well, what I did is I started out looking at the microfilm of the Goldsboro News Argus newspaper a few days prior to the attack. Then on December 7th and 8th, I wanted to get a sense of how it was covered in the paper. And then I went about a month or two past that, because it took several weeks sometimes. There's so much chaos going that it took a while for families to connect. And from there, I was able to find three gentlemen, servicemen, with strong ties to Wayne County that were actually killed in the attack. Then second, we already had a scrapbook that had newspaper clippings from about 1944 of all servicemen from the county. And in those, I was reading through, and several of them, you know, just mentioned that some of their service accomplishments, where they had served, rather, and it mentioned that they had also been at Pearl Harbor during the attack. So then I started putting together a spreadsheet, and I have about 15 guys from Wayne County that were there.
One of the dive bombers got lucky, and apparently one of the bombs went right down the stack and penetrated down into the main battery magazines. When this occurred, of course, it created an explosion and fire in that area, and when this fire reached these magazines, there was a tremendous explosion. As a matter of fact, it was the most terrific explosion that I observed during the entire war, World War II.
There are three men and their backgrounds that you cover in these oral histories. Who were these three men, and what were their lives like?
We're able to acquire three oral history interviews that were done years ago. There's one gentleman named Norwood Teague who grew up in Goldsboro. He finished high school in 1934. He had gone to North Carolina State University. And after he graduated in 1940, he enlisted in the United States Navy. So he happened to be an ensign on the USS Tennessee. And he was recorded about 10 years ago. So that was one gentleman. There's another gentleman named Gray Singleton. He was a bit older. He enlisted in the Navy in December of 1933 and just happened to be stationed there. He was recorded in 1995. And then the last one was a gentleman named Jim Dixon. He actually grew up in Oklahoma, but in the 1960s, he worked in Goldsboro, and he was interviewed in 1968.
After our ship was sunk and we stopped being hit by the torpedo planes, we were hit by a few dive bombers a little later. We realized there were quite a number of men down below decks that needed help, and we took flashlights and went down below decks, and we helped as many of these people out of there as we possibly could reach.
Mm-hmm. Do you have any idea how many you helped out?
I'd say probably close to 200 people.
In your listening to these interviews, were the subjects seem open about their experiences, and do you think their families ever broached the subject of this December 7th attack?
You know, I think over time, sometimes that heals wounds. Going through something like that was pretty devastating, but I think over time, you know, how the interviews unfold, they acknowledge the importance and significance to share that experience. You know, the world completely changed.
In keeping that story kind of alive and more personal, Do you find that the oral history format is a little more personal to you, making the story more personal as opposed to reading letters or other written statements from subjects?
Well, they both can be, it's how it's presented and put together. They both can be, very powerful. But one thing I really do like about oral history is the voice. And it's even more poignant and powerful, in my opinion, when someone has passed away. You know, when you have an actual recollection and you can hear this voice of a firsthand witness is pretty significant.
Overall, what did you learn about the subjects not only of these men, but of Pearl Harbor in general? What was your learning experience?
I'm always looking for the wow factor and trying to find the stuff that people don't know much about and looking for the bigger picture, how Wayne County fits into these big international events. So that was pretty enlightening, to learn that three guys from here were actually killed in the attack. You know, in this modern era, if someone hears the term Pearl Harbor, they know there was an attack. But when you start revealing the layers and how this bigger picture, how Wayne County families were affected, it's a way to really connect with the local population.
This presentation will be held at the Wayne County Public Library in Goldsboro Wednesday night, December 7th from 7 until 8 p.m., and it is free. For more information, you can check out the ENC events calendar at publicradioeast.org. Marty, thank you so much for being our guest today on the Down East Journal.
Yes, sir. Thank you for the opportunity.